Hello, this is your president. When tax time comes around, do you worry about what's deductible? What about that office area in your rec room? Is it deductible? Your mileage to and from work? Deductible? How about the urine of Russian prostitutes? I'll have you know, it's a medical expense, just like the Adderall and cocaine. I have you know that it's totally deductible because I use H&R Trump. I don't pay anything. Yeah, while you losers are saving receipts, I'm fucking three hookers at a time in Vegas.
H&R Trump, the tax specialist. Because we're crime, and crime don't pay.
I'm getting a new wife. Totally deductible, I promise you.
Australia, from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios, it's time for the Bill Show Politics This Week. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, William, how are you?
Long
time no see.
Nothing that a little heroin wouldn't cure. I saw the debate, man.
Heroin doesn't cure anything. It just masks things.
Oh, man, I sat there yesterday watching the debate. Oh, God.
The master debate. It was terrible.
It was like the beginning of the $6 million man, you know, when the plane crashes. I'm breaking up.
Will you shut up, man?
Well, listen, man, we got to start the show doing what we do best. Donnie had the Adderall and cocaine out the night before. And stumbled onto the debate stage like a meth-powered lower intestine showering shit on an already a virus-infected small group gathered after an intervention with an 8-year-old with an attention deficit disorder and a ferret burrowing into his brain.
Oh, poor ferrets.
And that's what I thought about this when I actually saw it. I literally said, is it possible for someone to inject shit into a water sprinkler? It was just...
But that's what we got. That's what we got.
Yeah, shit in a water sprinkler. That's what Donnie Trump is. Oh, my God. It was astounding. And I'm sitting here talking to people in Australia, Randy. I don't know about you.
They all watched it.
They're all going, it's like you slow down in a car accident to see the blood. It was just like, shit, man.
All of my friends watched it. It was on at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. here. And everybody watched it. I listened to it.
I was brushing up on my Swiss accent. So if anybody asked me if I was an American, I don't know. I was in Switzerland.
Yeah.
I was nowhere near the war. I have nothing to do with it.
I drop in a few A and oot and a boot and tell everybody I'm Canadian.
Hey,
I'm
Canadian. Right. Yeah, that's right. You like ice hockey?
Yeah. You ever had moose? You ever had moose?
Yeah. Listen, you'd have to turn around and be actually overly friendly to everybody because I hear that's what Canadians do.
Yeah.
Now, Biden.
A.
If you notice at airports that two large guys look American but have strangely bad accents, it's us.
And wearing maple leaf things
that's right.
Everywhere.
Hey, man, did you vote the election? No, eh?
Yeah.
No, I'm Canadian, eh? Now, Biden should be paid for childcare. That's all I'm saying, man.
That poor guy. And Chris Matthews as well.
Oh, well, people on Lose should not host debates. But Chris Matthews, literally looked like the UN for the past 20 years in international battles. You know, you have these two people going at each other, there's blood everywhere, and the UN's like, stop. So that was Chris Matthews. Stop. All right, I have all day. He was like the substitute teacher, and Donnie was like the bully in back.
Yeah.
Nathan, stop it. Nathan, I'm telling your parent, Nathan, okay, put the fork in the outlet. That's fine. Nathan. Little Nathan needs some alone time.
Well, can I just say one thing?
You know,
one thing.
Little Nathan needs. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
Made me proud to be an Australian.
Yeah, it did. It did. Little Nathan needs to play with power tools. Because if that was if he was like the kid in my class, I'd get an ankle grinder or something. Go knock yourself out with that, honey. Okay, never mind. Listen, we have a bit of this interesting spectacle that we're going to actually talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's cue it up, ladies.
Oh, no. Take all the ado you want.
I will take as much ado as I possibly want. Okay, here it comes.
How are you doing, man? How are you? I want to make sure.
Glad you ordered last in your class, not first in your class.
I want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He has,
You'd be surprised.
You pick
the wrong guy, the wrong night, at the wrong time. Listen, did you use the word smart? You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me.
I would have turned around. I sat there thinking to myself, I would have turned out around and said, or what? Or what?
You're going to give me a stable genius who's never shown us his grades. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Give me a wedgie during gym class, Donnie? What is he, like 12? Don't ever say smart to me again. Yeah. That is what I am not smart at all. I am a fucking idiot.
I'm the smartest person in the room as long as there's nobody else there. Yeah.
I just don't like the sound of that word. Don't ever say radiator, wankel rotary engine. Ice cream, I hate that word. Don't say that one. Look, there's a list of words. My campaign manager would give it to you, but he tried to kill himself the other day.
Oh, no harm.
Do you hear that? Oh, yeah. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
His former campaign manager, who worked with this fuckhead, tried to fucking kill himself.
Yeah. He couldn't even do that well.
Now we know why. Okay, all right. Little Nathan is playing with the power tools. Let's see how he goes. All right, here we go.
Make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Okay, Jeff.
Because the question is, the question is,
the radical left.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list?
Yeah!
Will you shut up, man?
Yeah! And all of America went, oh, yes.
There's all T-shirts now. And red hats with will you shut up, man, on it?
Absolutely, man. That was the best big point of the debate because I tell you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you're a liberal or you're conservative, whether you're a Protestant or a Catholic, whether you're Jewish or you're Islam, whether you're a Canadian American, a Mennonite American, an Indian American, a Swiss American, it doesn't matter. We all want this fucking motherfucker to shut the fuck up just for 2 fucking seconds. When he's not on television, he's tweeting. This guy is a fucking pain in the ass. Forget the issues, man. Wouldn't you just pay real money for this beanhead to shut his fucking mouth for just 2 seconds?
Willie, you know, they're actually changing the committee. The subcommittee for debates, which is actually a bipartisan committee, are changing the rules. Now, I'm not quite sure what they're changing them to, but
they're not my rules.
I reckon maybe they will have an off switch on a mute button.
A mute button.
Yeah.
You know? If we could get them to sleep in chairs, Randy, right? Remember the chairs around the table with Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
You know, and you press the button, and it dips down into a pool of sharks. Maybe we could do that. You know, that'd be good.
Ow! Oh,
freaking idiots!
Why must I be surrounded by freaking idiots?
My freaking idiots! Okay, let's go back. What? Okay, here it is. Oh, my balls! Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Folks at home, how many of you got up this morning and had an empty chair at the kitchen table because someone died of COVID? How many of you were in a situation where you lost your mom or dad and you couldn't even speak to them? You had a nurse holding a phone up so you could, in fact, say goodbye.
You would have lost far
how
more
many
people.
To be this is the same man it's who all told set you up. By Easter this would be gone away. By the warm weather, it'd be gone. Miraculous, like a miracle. And by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm, and that would take care of it. This is the same man.
That was said sarcastically.
That was
you.
That was sarcastic. You know, when 200,000 people are dead in a fucking burial ground, I go for a joke. Which is worse, the fact that he said something shitty or the fact that he's up there like a stand-up comic talking to doctors about 200,000 American dead? I mean, which is it? Go ahead, Bernie.
It'd be up to 210 now.
Oh, yeah.
It goes up 1,000 a day.
I was joking, but it was sarcastic.
Oh. Well, they would have died anyway of the normal flu. It's just a flu.
Can you imagine Trump doing the eulogy at your funeral? Well, I guess you're dead. Wow, that was really shitty, Donnie. I was using sarcasm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. Can I just get a sick bag? This is just...
You want to hear more of this?
You're torturing me. No, go ahead.
I am. Okay, here we go.
40,000 people a day are contracting COVID. In addition to that, about between 750 and 1,000 people a day are dying. When he was presented with that number, he said, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because you are who you are. He knew all the way back in February how serious this crisis was. He knew it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape as acknowledging he knew it. He said he didn't tell us or give people a warning of it because he didn't want to panic the American people. You don't panic. He panicked.
And Mr.
even the
President,
people who testified under oath.
So let me ask
oath,
you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you. Wait a minute. You get the final word, mister.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
Thank you. Thank you. The second thing that we were all thinking.
Yeah.
And just normal people.
Will you shut up, man?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just people say, oh, that was so terrible that Joe, especially when he talked about Joe's son.
Son. Bo Biden, the one who died of brain cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
what did
he say? About,
what did he, yeah.
Then he talked about one of your sons, he's a drug addict. You know, I literally would have gone the Joe Pesci route. I would have gone, you talking about my blood? You talking about my son? I will fuck you up. You know, I mean. But when he said you're a clown, yeah, he is a clown.
Excuse me, just say it.
But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that, but
do it?
Well,
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from
what?
The right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
white supremacists.
Proud supremacists and right
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right wing.
Okay.
What?
Remember we said that I said it back. I said the fact that his final bargaining chip when he's really desperate is going to be his followers with guns.
Yeah. The good old boys, yeah.
The Proud Boys. Now, the Proud Boys went crazy over this because he was directly asked to condemn a racist organization. This is a organization that hates black people, that is anti-Semitic. It's straight up Nazi shit.
Is this like Tiki Torch people from Charleston?
Yeah, Tiki. Some very good people. Well, basically, they're his Borg with guns, right? All right, you know the Borg from Star Trek? They're the Borg with guns. And just in case he stretches this out, which he will, because this is all about him setting that up. This is all about trashing the process, this whole tangent that he took. I know a joke about it's Adderall and cocaine. It's not. This is a strategic thing he's doing. He's going to try to destroy the electoral process as much as possible, make it look like a joke. And then say that the vote was scarred or something like that, and he's not leaving. And if he has some trouble, other people are going to go up to him, say you got to get out of there. He's going to say, hey, well, you better give me a fucking pardon and let me have my own network, Trump network, and keep all my money. Otherwise, I'm going to set loose the fucking Borg on you.
No.
And that means, Proud Boys won't be standing by anymore.
Do you think he'll
stand by? That's what they said. Stand by. Yeah.
Stand down. Do you think he'll set them on?
No, he said stand by.
Yeah.
He didn't say stand down. He said stand by.
You think he's going to sick them on the polling places with guns?
Oklahoma, the Oklahoma bombing is a tea party compared to what these guys are capable of. And you have a president of the United States that's ordering neo-Nazis to stand by. Stand by for what, Donnie? Stand by for what? Hey, Randy. Yeah. Hey, Randy. I'm sitting around the Bill Show Studios. The large palatial mansion on top of the hill.
Yeah, I know the ones.
That
yeah.
is the Bill Show Studios, yes. And I ran into our secretary.
Not him. Is he still there?
Dr. David Manning. Yeah. He's still there.
Bill, get over here.
Bill, you got a flame coming out of your ass.
Get over here, Bill.
I mean, yes, Pastor Manning. What is it?
You never believe what you wrote on November 26, 2016.
I go, I don't remember where my car keys are because I'm mostly drunk now. So anyway... Pastor Manning gave me this little thing that I had written.
Your homework.
My homework.
You thought you lost.
Dog ate. Yeah, I thought I lost. And evidently back when I was legibly thinking rather than only using, you'll notice that I just mutter vowel sounds now. But now in November 26, 2016, I did an article for the Daily Kos in which I posted on the Daily Kos. And it was basically a prediction of kind of like why it's bad when you give a narcissistic sociopath with fascistic tendencies the complete power of a police state, which we already have. So I thought this would be a rather interesting article. I'm going to get the DeLorean lined up. Where's the DeLorean?
Yeah, and is this the one where people sent you all those boxes of dog shit from America?
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, where are we going now?
It's a science experiment, Marty.
Doc, we're going to November 26, 2016, where Bill says I told you so. Okay, Marty, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, from November 2016, here is the special comment from 4 years ago. Here you go. When Donald Trump is sworn in, he will get a new address, but he will also inherit the tools he needs to bring American liberty to a standstill. He will come into possession of the most technically proficient surveillance and security apparatus the world has ever seen. The irony is that this creation has thrived under both Republican and Democratic leaders. No one thought that these tools would ever fall in the hands of a reckless, temperamental, erratic fascist. But here we are. So just to give you a good night's sleep and to emphasize the need for resistance, here is a list of the security powers at Trump's disposal after he's sworn in. Number one, prison without trial. On November 29th, 2011, the United States Senate rejected a proposed amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012 that would have banned indefinite detention of the United States government of its own citizens, leading to a criticism that habeas corpus in the United States had been undermined. Now, what does this mean? It means that you, if you are branded a terrorist, you can be pulled off the street. No trial, no lawyer. I know you're thinking that you can't simply protest terrorism and get dragged off the street. Well, according to Trump supporter, State Senator Doug Erickson from Washington State, the people that protested Trump's election should be charged with committing economic terrorism. And Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. Assassination of U.S. citizens. Breathe easy, America. In February 2013, Obama approved a legal finding that gave him a kill list that includes U.S. citizens. According to Glenn Greenwald in The Guardian, the Obama administration has not only asserted that exactly that power in theory, but has exercised it in practice. In September 2011, it killed U.S. citizen Anwar el-Awlaki in a drone strike in Yemen, along with U.S. citizen Samir Khan, and then in circumstances that are still unexplained, 2 weeks later killed Awlaki's 16-year-old American son, Abdul Abraham, with a separate drone strike in Yemen. The new president will have the capacity to kill anyone, even U.S. citizens, if they are accused of being a terrorist. This is all done in secret. No trial, no proof. Lucky our new president respects the Bill of Rights. Wait a minute. Destruction of a free press. This is high on Donald's agenda. Donald has pledged to beef up libel laws, to prosecute newspapers who write purposely negative stories. Well, that's practically everyone. And with these laws, news outlets will live in constant fear of incurring the wrath of the federal government. The press has already been cowed by Obama's use of the Espionage Act, an obscure law last used in the 1920s to persecute and prosecute possible communists. Under this act, whistleblowers risk life in prison and even death. Trump will have that at his disposal as well. Gathering the phone records of, well, everyone. As revealed by Edward Snowden, the NSA has the authority to gather all phone records of everyone. It is again done in secret, in a secret court, without any oversight. Now think of it. Everyone you've talked to, where you were, and what you said. All of it. He also has the power to tap the phones of political leaders. Snowden also revealed that the NSA was listening in on phone calls with world leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, and Mexico's former President Felipe Calderon, the French Foreign Ministry, as well as leaders at the 2010 G8 and G20 summits in Toronto. Could this ability be used domestically? Of course. Another one, intercept and monitor all phone calls made in a country. Now, you might not think that we do that. It sounds crazy. Another conspiracy theory. Wrong. We're already doing it. The NSA intercepts and stores all phone calls made in Bahamas and Afghanistan through a country program that they call Mystic. Torture. To put it bluntly, Donald is a big fan of torture. Trump has said in his campaign that he seeks to broaden the laws to allow torture, including but not limited to waterboarding. He said that we needed to do this to, quote, beat the savages. He also has advocated the targeted killing of families of anyone who is labeled a terrorist. And who can be labeled a terrorist? Well, anyone he wants, basically, because all decisions involving that designation are held in secret with judges that he will probably appoint. There's more, of course, but you get the idea. All this power will be in the hands of a narcissistic sociopath with fascistic tendencies. We are in big trouble, America. Big trouble. Yeah, well...
Well, can I just...
I'm telling you, man.
Can I just say insightful?
Yes.
Can I say insightful?
Yes.
Well, I already said it.
Can I say scares the shit out of me?
Well, you actually thought those things before they happened.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who was in New York during the 80s knows this guy's a fucking nutter. Yeah. You know, I mean, I swear to God, you know, I mean, I'm in my 60s now, and I have a memory. So it's not surprising. Hey, listen, we actually did a little production, didn't we, together?
Oh, fuck. We could call it that, I guess.
Look, but the other day...
We shouldn't before pretend to be actors, though.
No, I know I'm an actor. I don't know what you pretend to be, but I pretend to be an actor. Yes, I have a job pretending to be.
Yeah, I'm a member. I'm a member of the pretending to be an actor union too.
Yeah, you know, for 7 years I pretended people were listening to this. So,
It's longer than that, isn't it? 9 years now.
Yeah. Now that's a fucking big delusion. Yeah. I'll tell you that. So listen, folks. Here's this thing. Now RGB, God bless her,
dear sweet. I mean,
and it was crushing. It was just crushing. And I'm not joking here. I really do. You know, I think that we've. Yeah, it's just almost too awful to consider.
Yeah. But she knew it, and she told her daughter, I don't want Trump appointing a successor.
Well, she hung. She hung, and her final wish was to be replaced by the winner of the next election.
Yeah.
Fuck that, said Republicans.
Yeah, I know. It's what we did for Obama, that was different. That was different.
Yeah. That was different. That was a black guy.
Yeah. That was different. Yeah, now we can do it because Mr. Turtle can tell us what to do.
Yeah. Who's the girl who's been nominated?
Oh,
Pippi Longstocking.
No,
I don't know
what
her
name is. Stop that. Stop it.
She's like a born again Christian or shit.
No, she's
I don't
not
born.
She's a staunch Catholic. She belongs to a group.
Because that institution has such a good reputation these days.
Bill, really. Her name is Amy Coney Barrett. Why do they always have three names? Anyway, Amy Coney Barrett has been offered the Supreme Court nomination. And it's come out that she was actually offered it once before. She was there for the last... No. They appointed a man. The guy they appointed... last year, Trump has had the appointment for Scalia. He's had the appointment for another one, and also the and now her. Now they actually asked her. It turns out because she met with the Senate hierarchy before RGB died. So they were setting it up. Now. Yeah. Now, Amy Coney Barrett has been a judge for quite some time. She's a staunch Catholic. She belongs to a sort of a sub kind of cult that believes they call the women handmaidens. Now, does that sound familiar? She is a handmaiden. Now,
she
has seven children.
Oh, my God. How does she have time for anything?
Two of them are adopted.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, they were from Haiti. Nice. And she has one that's special needs. So
That is impressive. Yeah, that's an impressive thing.
Seven children. Anyway, so Amy Coney Barrett, I'll just give you sort of five things you need to know about her, if you'd like them.
Five facts about Amy Coney Barrett.
Her law degree is from Rhodes in Tennessee. Okay. It's she went to the law school at Notre Dame, which in America it's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And so she was on a full.
She didn't ring the bells there, did she? No, okay, fine.
She was not.
Don't worry, I'm going to be Chief Justice.
She was nominated by Trump in 2017 to fill the vacancy left by John Daniel Tinder. And they recommended her and sent her to the Senate, but she was eventually not confirmed. She's a mother of seven.
Why?
Her husband, Jesse, was a fellow Notre Dame law school graduate. They've been married since 1999, seven children, and they currently live in South Bend, Indiana. She has staunch, strong religious values. And she belongs to a group. The subgroup is called People of Praise. I don't think it's
People of Praise.
I don't think it's the mayonnaise. It's
People of Mayonnaise. I don't know. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Randy's Rant, but we thought we'd sit here and talk a little bit about Donald Trump's taxes.
What taxes?
What taxes? You know, we've been talking about that for a very, very, very,
very, very, very,
very, very, very, very fucking long time. And we all predicted that when Donnie's taxes would come in, two things you would learn. Donald is a fucking deadbeat and not as rich as he says he is. And also, there was a possibility that he might be compromised. Well, Randy...
It is absolutely true.
This is not looking good for Trump. I'll tell you, all this shit is coming out, you know, and everything. But according to the New York Times, this is just in this last week, just before the debates, by the way, which I thought was very, very well planned. Good, well done.
Impeccable timing, yeah.
Impeccable timing. Yes, the pigeons have come home to roost. According to the Times, Trump paid only $750.
The first year he was in office, yeah.
In 2016 and 2017. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's a total. Yeah, I'm not sure.
$750. No, I think so,
The total of $1,500 is enough to purchase a 1996 Ford Aerostar van with 70,000 miles on it. That's how much he gives a shit about your country. I'm just avoiding the tax. In addition...
I'm a smart businessman.
Smart businessmen
do not pay tax,
By the way, when they don't pay tax, you know who pays it? You. The suckers and losers. Yeah, that's right. In addition, says the Times, when all was said and done, Trump paid no income taxes at all in the previous 10 to 15 years. Are you sitting at home kind of wondering whether you're, you know, I always like, think about the voter who's basically sitting at home, right, and totaling up the miles on his odometer for tax reasons and has to listen to this shit. The various write-offs. Now, this is another thing you did, Randy, and this is really fascinating.
Yeah.
One of the ways you keep your money with your family is you give it to them.
Yeah.
Okay? The various tax write-offs used to slash his tax liability are all legitimate and represent real losses. Now, the thing is that you find out that he had a lot of losses because basically he owes a lot of money. He's not a billionaire. He's not a billionaire at all. He's far more poorer than he claims. His write-offs are largely bogus, and in fact, he is a billionaire even if his net worth is less than it constantly brags it is. The New Times story identifies what appears to be a similar present-day setup in which Trump both employed his daughter Ivanka and appears to have paid a company she owns $747,622 for consulting fees.
Yeah.
For coming in and bringing in his Adderall. What would you ask Ivanka about in relation to international foreign policy?
She went with him on all of his trips.
Yeah.
She sat with him in front of the leaders of the free world.
You know what Blondie was doing when he wasn't at those meetings? She was upstairs in the hotel room, bouncing up and down on a bed spring, having a slumber party with her friends. Yeah.
I don't know what she would do for $750,000.
I have no idea.
But I'll bet you the boys get the same thing.
Yeah.
Because
they're all consultants.
I'll bet you malaria gets it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure malaria gets it as well.
Yeah, and Baron probably
Baron gets doesn't it. Get shit. Baron and Tiffany get zero.
Do you know that his one of his legitimate business expenses was $70,000 for hair?
What, Trump?
Yeah.
$70,000 for hair.
Yeah. A year.
A year. It's like constructing a battleship, really. Remember those ejector sets you used to get when you were a kid? You know, so you had to screw it in. It's like an IKEA lounge table. It's just it's very expensive. You need an Allen key to actually put that hair in place. Trump is especially bad at business, as his taxes demonstrate. Oh, really? The boss? The apprentice, the big businessman. What's remarkable about his fortune is not how big it is, but just how small, which is what I think Stormy Daniels did say. Yeah. He received over $400 million from his father throughout his lifetime.
Yeah.
What a first class dad.
Yeah.
It's difficult to calculate precisely, but if Trump had simply put that money in a low cost stock market index fund, he'd have something like $10 billion. Instead, Donnie
pissed it up against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Little Nathan, the kid with ADD and a power tool.
Don't you call me smart.
I'm not smart. Don't use that terminology with me. I am really fucking not smart.
You came last in your class.
I wasn't even in the class. Someone took my test for me.
Bone spurs,
yeah. No. Over $400 million I would have had if for my dad. And it would be $10 billion today if I put it in a bank account. This is how not smart I am. Thanks to a lifetime of frenzied catastrophic activity, maybe $2.5 billion. So he's lost $7.5 billion of what he would have had if he put it in a bank account. If you put it away, he sucks. He's an ADD narcissistic sociopath who can't stay still and keep quiet for 10 seconds. In a late September 2016 debate with Trump, Hillary Clinton asked why he hadn't followed the tradition and released his tax returns. Maybe, she said, he doesn't want the American people, all of you watching tonight, to know that he's paid nothing and federal taxes,
She was right.
Trump actually didn't deny that he had paid no taxes. Instead, he responded, "Just makes me smart."
Yeah, all rich people do it. Why shouldn't I do it?
I thought I couldn't use the word smart around you. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, my mother.
Make up your mind, Donald.
My mother's still going to vote for him again because he's a good businessman, she said.
Yes. That makes me smart, but don't say I'm smart.
Yeah.
I'm not smart. Bad word. That's one of my flag words. Okay. And the last story I think we have for this lovely evening tonight.
What is it?
Oh, you know, put them comedy. Can I have a little comedy music, please? Thank you. All right. Because something happens to people. I was sitting there listening to the MSNBC, and they had Michael Cohen, they had Scaramucci, and they had, who was the other guy who worked for him? Oh, yeah, Tony Schwartz.
Yeah.
Who has been screaming that the guy's a nutcase, he's going to destroy the earth for the last 3 years, and he's right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they were sitting there talking about what it was like to work for Donald Trump. Now, everybody who has ever come out of that White House have said, "Oh, for fuck's sake, somebody do something." At which point, you know, the Republicans said, "Well, we're making money, so fuck you."
Yeah.
Well, I found this hilarious. Maybe it's cruel, but I am, so there, you know. fucking get over it. I like doing cruel things to people, you know, like really evil people when they're on the ground. as Jesus said, kick the shit out of him. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale was hospitalized for threatening to kill himself.
Yeah, self-harm. As I said earlier.
President Trump's former 2020 campaign manager and current campaign senior advisor and user of meth, Brad Parscale, was taken into custody Sunday evening by the Fort Lauderdale police after allegedly threatening to harm himself at his Fort Lauderdale home. According to a public information officer with the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, a 911 call was placed by Parscale's wife, who advised that her husband was armed, had access to multiple firearms inside the residence, and was threatening to harm himself so he wouldn't have to live with the pain. Officers determined that the only occupant inside the home was an adult male. He was detained without injury. Yeah, Parscale was removed as campaign manager just less than 2 months ago. The drugs have worn off. What did I do? Oh, my God. Following, now, you know, maybe he's just feeling guilty because he's the guy to organize the Tulsa, Oklahoma rally. And, you know, evidently, Herman Cain, the ghost of Herman Cain, came up to him and said, kill yourself, motherfucker, because you just basically killed me. Trump camp. Yeah, go ahead, Brandy.
Go. Well, I was going to say, another thing that went without fanfare is Kellyanne Conway.
Well, yeah, she's got a meth supply.
Where?
Where'd she go? Walter White in Mexico and Kellyanne Conway.
Where'd she go?
Yeah, where's Kellyanne? Where is that little methadoodle?
George said, you come home, woman. You obey me.
Yeah, we said that.
You obey me.
Yeah, okay. If you're not offended, girls, already, Randy's here. Randy's here. Okay, just cut me some slack. Randy's here. Hey, primate breath.
Yeah. You obey your husband. You obey your husband.
It's a fantasy Randy has. You notice he only talks that way.
Your friend has.
He only talks that way. He only talks about that way about women when his wife is away from the house.
You know the guy with a Nixon tattoo on his back?
It's yes, ma'am. Yes.
You know the guy with Nixon tattooed on his back, your friend?
Yeah.
Well, I've got doormat tattooed. welcome.
I've met your wife, and I've spent a lot of time with your wife, and she is much nicer than you.
That's what everybody says.
Oh, it's a cover, is she?
Yeah.
Was she have bodies buried in the freezer, you know?
No.
Gone the Dahmer route, is she?
She's a lovely person. You're a card.
Yes, to be dealt with. Hey, by the way, so listen, that... We're just going to leave you with a little tinker, a little giggle about...
We're too much fun.
The ex-campaign manager for Donald Trump. Just trying to end it all, quite frankly, because he can't live with himself. Hey, listen, guys, we've been doing this. I'll have you know that we are on two top lists now in America. Yeah. And we broadcast from Australia, so we're just a couple of guys.
Podcast. It's already a broadcast. It's an online thing. Yeah.
In our palatial Bill Shaw studios here in the outback.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I have an evil lair and a cat sits on my lap.
Yeah. That's you, Blofeld.
Hello, Mr. Powers.
Yeah. Oh, I want you dead.
I want you to die.
No, I want you to die, Mr. Bond.
What are you going to do to me, Blofeld?
I don't know where this is going. Anyway, listen, we're on the top 15 satire podcasts according to Feedspot.com. So we're part of the top 15 satire podcasts you must follow in 2020. And, of course, we're on the top 10 political satire podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're number 7 or something.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
It's an honor to be noticed. So tell your friends. I mean, we've been doing this for 6 or 7 years, and we just do it. And I hope if people enjoy it, that's That's cool, man. We love you. And plus, we are in solidarity with all our friends in America as this really, really hard time comes out. Go and vote. I voted. I 15,000 miles away, man. I'm in Australia. I voted.
Yeah.
I voted in Massachusetts because I'm not really sure how they're going to vote. You know? Yeah. But you need to vote, guys. This is the most important thing we're going to do. And maybe in your lifetime. So vote.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, everybody. See you.
Take care.
See you, Willie. Bye.
Bye-bye.